before playing for the Oak Ridge Boys, you actually sang backup for Elvis. How long were you sharing a stage with the King?
Well, actually for about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys. And we're talking about 45 years ago now. I joined the Oak Ridge Boys in 1972. So it's, you know, it's like 71, right in that period there. I signed with a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stans Quartet. And for about a year and a half of that time, I actually signed with the King. I signed with Elvis. And it was a pretty exciting thing. You know, back then, Elvis was the biggest star in the world, probably. And his tour was the biggest tour in the music business. And to be a part of it was very, very, very exciting. I had some very fond memories, even though it was not a long period of time in my life. About a year and a half. I have some very fond memories of the times I spent working with Elvis. It was pretty special. There's no question about it.
And Richard, at the time it was happening, did you know how special it was, or what was it later where you looked back and thought, man, those were some good times?
Well, I while it was happening, it was pretty exciting. There's no question about it. But I don't think I actually realized how special it was when it was happening. About 2 years ago, the Oak Ridge Boys were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is probably the highlight of our career. You know, I had no idea back then, as a young man in my 20s, standing on the stage with Elvis, that someday I would be in the same Hall of Fame with him, you know. So it's pretty mind-boggling. So now that after I have many, many, many years of being able to look back on that, I realize how special that time was that I did spend with Elvis.
Now, Richard, we know how wonderful Elvis was on stage. What was Elvis like off stage?
Well, he was a very special guy. There's no doubt about it. You know, and like I said, I have a lot of fond memories of the times I spent with Elvis. Even though Elvis was the King of rock and roll, and he certainly was, you know, his favorite music, believe it or not, was gospel. I really believe his favorite music was gospel. And probably my fondest memories of the times I spent with Elvis involved singing gospel songs with him. He almost every day we were on the road, he would like to try to find a piano somewhere. And he'd get all the Stamps, members of the Stamps Quartet together, and we gather around a piano, and he'd just start singing gospel quartet songs and old spirit, you know, the old black spirituals. And we'd sing those things, we'd join in with him, and we'd do it quite often, you know. And if he could not find the piano, he'd just start singing somewhere. You know, we could be standing somewhere, and he'd just start singing. And he would expect us to join in and with him, which of course we did. There's no doubt about it. I remember one time in particular standing backstage waiting to go on to do a show. And we were kind of standing in our positions waiting to go on. Elvis came and he walked right over to us and he started singing at one of those black spirituals, song called I, John. And of course we joined right in. So it was a scene that was repeated quite often when I was there with Elvis.
And you left your gig with Elvis to play for the Oak Ridge Boys. Was that an easy or difficult decision at the time?
Well, let's put it this way. It certainly was a major decision in my life. You know, here I was singing with Elvis. I was, you know, it was pretty exciting. I was on top of the world. And the Oak Ridge Boys called me up. And William Lee Golden called. And he said their bass singer was leaving. He wanted to know if I would be interested in the job. And, you know, even though I was singing with Elvis, I was a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. And, you know, I felt like the Oak Ridge Boys had a great deal of potential. And I really wanted to be a part of the group. So I made the decision to leave Elvis and to join the Oak Ridge Boys. You know, a lot of people questioned my decision. You know, how could you leave Elvis and join the Oak Ridge Boys? But I really believed I was doing the right thing. And I think time has proven that way back then, 45 years ago, I made a pretty good decision, because since then, some great things have happened to the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, that's an understatement. You know, Richard, you described the feeling. Can you describe the feeling for us? Being on stage, looking out, seeing thousands of fans, filling a venue. What is that feeling?
Well, there's no question about it. There's something special to that feeling. You know, when you walk out on stage and you see people going crazy because they bought a ticket to see you, that is such a tremendous compliment. It really is. And you know, even after all of these years, that still happens. You know, we look forward every night to getting on stage when we're on the road and taking our music live to our fans and to our audiences. And people respond in such a special way that it's something that keeps us going. You know, quite often people want to know, well, how can you be able to experience the longevity that you've experienced? And I think one of the main reasons is because we love doing what we do, and we get such, you know, a response and such, you know, great affection thrown towards us from our fans and from our audiences. And I anticipate, you know, when we come your way, that will certainly be more of the case.
Absolutely. Do you ever still get nervous going out on stage, or is it just like another night for you?
Well, I don't know that I get nervous so much as you get a feeling of anticipation, I think is probably the best way to put it. You know, as the day goes on and get closer, you get ready, you're in your room and you take a shower, getting ready to go do the show, and you warm your voice up, you start thinking about the show that night, and you're waiting backstage to go on. And it's not so much a nervous feeling, but a kind of an anxious feeling of looking forward to it, you know. And it really is pretty special. It's something that after all these years has not changed. So I think that's one of the reasons the Old Bridge Boys are still around doing what we do. And let me say this, we do not plan to retire anytime soon because we will be doing what we do.
And, you know, I can't imagine how many times you've played certain songs. You've played so many shows. Do you ever find yourself getting tired of playing a certain song, you know, maybe one of your big hits, Elvira, something like that?
Well, you know, not really, and I'll tell you why. And we've already kind of touched on it. Now, when we do Elvira, and you can count on the fact that when we come to town, Elvira is definitely going to be on the set list. You're definitely going to hear me do Papa Mau Mau. No question about it. But, you know, we just hit the intro to that song, and even after all of these years, people still go crazy. They really do. You know, people get up, they start dancing, people are smiling, singing along, just having such a big time. And so it's very special. So you don't get tired of that. You know, if you get tired of that kind of a reception, then you better find something else to do. So we do not get tired of that. We love every minute of it.
And, you know, being you've played so many different places, so many different shows, does anything stick out as maybe a favorite venue that you've played where you're like, you know what, every time we go here, I love it, the energy is great, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, you're right. We have played so many great places over the years. And, it's really hard to really single in on just one place that's more special than another. Let me just say this. Out of all the places we've played over the years, singing on the lawn of the White House definitely sticks out in my mind. There's no question about it. On a couple of occasions, we actually sang at the Congressional Barbecue on the lawn of the White House. And I do remember the first time we did it, doing a sound check in the afternoon, standing there, just looking around, you know, looking at the beautiful green lawn and the White House and everything, and realizing, you know, we're actually going to be performing at the White House tonight. How special is this? You know, and you just get goosebumps just looking around. So that experience definitely sticks out in my mind if I had to single one thing out over any other.
And, Richard, one of the things about being around is as long as you have and the Oak Ridge Boys have and as long as your career has spanned, you get to do things such as, you know, we talked about you performing with Elvis Presley and then, you know, some of the newer acts as well. You've performed recently with Blake Shelton for the song Doing It to Country. Did you enjoy playing with Blake? What was your impression of him?
Oh, there's no question we enjoyed that. And, you know, in the last, you know, year or so, we've developed a special relationship and a special friendship with Blake, and you know, he got in touch with us last year. It's kind of an interesting story. He got in touch with us he actually sent a text message to Joe Bunzel, you know, our tenor singer, and said that he has a new project coming out, and there's a song on this album that it would be just perfect, you know, for us. You know, it's called Doing It to Country Songs. Would you guys be willing to sing on a record with me? And of course, our answer was absolutely yes. And so we showed up at the recording studio. Blake flew in from California, and where he was doing his TV show, The Voice. And we recorded the song, Doing It to Country Songs. And we had a lot of fun doing it. It turned out very well. Blake was very happy with it, with what we did. And then some time passed, and then he got in touch with us again last year, just before the CMA Music Fest. And he said, they want me to sing this song, Doing It to Country Songs, of the CMT Awards show on television. Would you guys be willing to sing on television with me? And, of course, once again, our answer was yes. And so we went to the rehearsal. We rehearsed the song with Blake at the arena there, and it was Blake's idea to do a couple of choruses of Velvira on the end of Doing It to Country Songs. And I remember, you know, last year doing that song on TV with Blake, and we got to the choruses of Elvira, and the whole arena stood up, you know, and they were singing and dancing, you know, Elvira, along with Blake Shelton and the Oakridge Boys. I think it was the highlight of the show. There's no doubt about it. And I remember looking out, seeing young kids out there that, you know, were not even born when Elvira was a hit, but they knew all the words and they sang along with it, and we just had a big time. I remember in particular looking out and seeing several of the country music artists standing up singing. I remember looking at Carrie Underwood. She was singing and dancing, having such a big time. So it was a highlight of the night. And then here just recently, in the last few months, they released a video on that song. And it's not your normal run-of-the-mill video. It is a cartoon. It is an animated video of Blake Shelton and the Oak Ridge Boys doing it to country songs. And if any of your listeners out there have not seen this, go to iTunes. It's such a cute video. It would be worth your while, believe me.
Now, Richard, you know, you've had an incredibly successful career, including singing backup for Elvis Presley. You've been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame with the Oak Ridge Boys. Looking back, what would you sort of attribute the success of your career to?
Well, I think I kind of touched on it. I think it's we love doing what we do. There are several reasons, you know, for our longevity and for our success. But I think first and foremost is the fact that we love doing what we do. As I said earlier, we still look forward every night to getting on stage and taking our music live to our fans and to our audiences. But there are some other reasons. You know, I think a very important reason is the relationship that we have developed between the four of us. You know, over the years, we have become the very best of friends. Each man in our group is totally different. Each man in our group, you know, brings something different to the table, so to speak. But that is part of our appeal. And we have learned to respect that between the four of us. And we have actually developed a very special friendship over the years. I think we all realized a long time ago that we need each other. We pull together as a team. We really do. And we're a true brotherhood. So I think that special friendship that exists between the four of us is very key to our success and to our longevity. You know, there's no doubt about it. We certainly, like I say, we need each other, and we pull together as a true team. We really do.
Yeah, it's nice to recognize that, because so often you see great music bands that have, you know, problems internally, whether it's, you know, too many egos or whatever, that kind of overtake. It's nice to hear that, you know, you guys get along real well, respect each other, and can stick together for so long.
Well, we really do, you know, and you know, like I said, I think now that we're older, I think we get along better than we did when we were younger. I think we've gotten too old, little silly things bother us, you know.
Absolutely.
So like I said, I think we're the best of friends. I think that's a very key thing to our success and to our longevity.
Talking with Richard Stierbond, bass player for the Oak Ridge Boys. Richard, I want to thank you so much for taking the time here this morning.
Well, Brady, it's been my pleasure talking to you. to your fine listeners out there, and I can speak for all the Oak Ridge boys. And I can tell you, we're looking forward to coming your way, and we're going to do our best to have a great time. We're going to do a lot of the hit songs that you expect to hear. You know, you're going to hear Elvira, of course. Thank God for Kids. You all come back to learn a lot of the hit songs. We'll do some gospel. We're going for our gospel music as well. We'll do some patriotic songs. You know, we'll honor our country and our troops. And it's going to be a great night of good family entertainment. That's really what we are all about. As I said, I can speak for all the guys and tell you we're going to do our best to have a great time, and we're certainly looking forward to it. And thank you for talking to me and helping promote the fact that we are coming your way and coming to your town.
Absolutely. We appreciate it, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. One final time, Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brady.